Yesterday, WMNF asked Tampa Area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor about the economic stimulus plan in Congress. But first, we asked about the competing plans in the Senate and House to deal with the foreclosure crisis.
The efforts in the House are much more likely to help people here in our neighborhoods in the Tampa Bay area rather than the Senate version came out with a lot of giveaways to the folks who got us into this problem, the home builders and lenders. If we're going to provide any help at all, it needs to go to the folks that were preyed upon by predatory lenders and giving them the education and tools they need to do the refinancing. And we have some great groups here in the Tampa Bay area, NeighborWorks and the CDC of Tampa, that can help folks work out their if they're receiving foreclosure notices. That is the most important thing for folks, not to sit on their foreclosure notices, that they contact the lender as early as possible, and that these you can call on third parties to help you with those situations.
And I have another last question, actually. That is on the economic stimulus checks that are going to be going out, actually, in the next few weeks to basically all Americans. You know, Congressman Castor, some people think this is actually maybe not the most efficient way to address the situation because it's even gotten maybe worse now than we learned back in February. But the others, I believe in House Speaker Pelosi had said a while ago that maybe there should be a push for a second stimulus check to go out to people who are hurting, or I don't know how that would break down in terms of that would be everybody or not. What are your thoughts about what else the Congress can do in the short term with the situation with the economy right now?
Yeah, I don't think we will see another round of stimulus checks of outright tax rebates and those sort of things. I think what the Congress is going to be looking at is infrastructure investment. Is there a jobs program through funding our roadway repair, new transit facilities, fixing the bridges, fixing America's infrastructure that has really gone into disrepair while we're sending billions to Iraq for the war in Iraq? Another option could be enhancing the Medicaid safety net, the folks that oftentimes are hurt the worst during dire economic times are our children. And Medicaid, remember, serves children from poor families and foster kids and pregnant women and seniors in nursing homes. And the state of Florida right now is about to make multi-billion-dollar cuts to health care for Floridians. So if we can look at enhancing the Medicaid match from the feds to the states, I think that would be very beneficial.